CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the script on the RSGB's own web pages. Good morning, it's Sunday the 13th of September 2015. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB National Ham Fest approaches. Weather balloon goes up today. Are you missing a cable? The National Ham Fest takes place on Friday the 25th and Saturday the 26th of September at the Newark and Knott Showground. The postcode for the sat-nav is NG24 to November Yankee. There will be an opportunity to try digital mobile radio via the on-site temporary repeater. If you'd like to operate the special event station on-site, bring your licence. Lots of exhibitors have exciting new products to show. Details of many of these new products are in the October's Radcom, which should arrive with UK members around about the 17th of September. The RSGB would like to thank all those who have worked over many months to ensure the show builds on the success of previous events. A weather balloon is being launched today, the 13th, in the Netherlands, carrying an amateur radio transponder. The 37th annual hunt will then be on, and this estimated 1,000 or more amateurs will set out an electronic chase of this flying fox. The signals will be on two at 200 milliwatts and an ATY signal on 13 SEMs at 1 watt. It's expected to have coverage in France, Germany, Belgium and the UK and, of course, the Netherlands. A special event station will broadcast on 40 metres, exchanging reception reports, balloon data and engaging in QSOs in support of the event. At last week's Telford Hamfest in Shropshire, our standholder, Miles Cooper, set a couple of new Motorola Atrix boxed units in good faith to two buyers. Unfortunately, these ancillary units require three cables to connect them to a Raspberry Pi microprocessor for which they're intended. If anyone knows who purchased these units, please ask them to contact Hamfest organiser Martin G3UKV so the correct cables can be forwarded from the seller, who apologises for his oversight. Martin's phone number is 01952 255 416. The RSGB convention takes place over the 9th to the 11th of October at Kent Hill Conference Centre in Milton Keynes. The programme for Saturday and Sunday is on the RSGB website. There'll be a wealth of lectures on a very wide range of subjects. Day tickets are available until the 30th of September, saving £5 on each ticket. Go to www.rsgb.org/convention for all the information. Places are still available at the RSGB Build-A-Thon that takes place on the Saturday at the convention. See the website for details. Following many communications to and from Ofcom by the Poldhu Amateur Radio Club, Ofcom agreed they'd be willing to make the RSLK available to Cornish radio amateurs for a period of up to 1 year on a temporary basis only. This would be entirely optional to licensees and would be available by individual license variation. An application has now been submitted to Ofcom for the temporary use to start on the 1st of January and to run for a year. Further details will be announced by Ofcom in due course. The Hungarian CW beacon on 5.357 MHz has now changed its call sign to HG7BHB, Bravo Hotel Bravo, from the temporary one, which was HA7SO. The power has also been reduced from 100 to 50 watts. The antenna is a diamond BB6 Whiskey wideband HF antenna at a height of 4 metres. ICOM has announced preliminary details for the 2015 D-Star QSO party. This year's global event will take place over 3 days from 0000 UTC on Friday the 18th of September to 2359 UTC on Sunday the 20th. Official rules and details are posted at www.icom.co.jp/world/Delta Quebec Papa. Details of rallies and events in the coming week. We start with the sad news that the North Wales rally, due to take place on the 1st of November, has had to be cancelled due to a drop in bookings. Today, the 13th of September, the West Kent Radio and Electronics Fair will be held at the Tunbridge Wells Grammar School for Boys, St John's Road, Tunbridge Wells, TN49XB, doors open 10 a.m. Free parking and refreshments will be available. There will be an RSGB stand at the event to deal with inquiries and memberships, and offering a wide range of RSGB books for sale. Details online, www.wkars.org.uk. Also today, the Andover RAC Boot Rally will be held in Wildon Village Hall, Sugarpapa 110JE. Admissions for buyers £2, sellers £8, with tables in the hall costing £10. Doors open at 9:30 for disabled general access from 10 a.m. Details from Martin M0MWS 0777 6181646. The British Vintage Wireless Society Murphy Day takes place today the 13th at Mill Green Museum, Hatfield, AL95PD. Details on the website www.bvws.org.uk. The Torbay Annual Communications Fair takes place today on the 13th at Newton Abbott Racecourse, Newton Abbott TQ12-3AF. There'll be a bring and buy, an RSGB book stall, and refreshments will be available. Doors open 9:30 for disabled visitors, with general admissions at 10. Admission is £2. Details from Mike Dixon, 01803 557 941. Sunday the 20th of September, the Crawley Microwave Roundtable takes place at Crawley ARC Clubhouse Hut, 18 Tilgate Recreation Centre, Tilgate Forest, from 10 a.m. There'll be demos, demonstrations, presentations, equipment and component sales, all microwave related, and the day includes a construction contest. Please do bring along your constructed equipment and enter. Refreshments are available and visitors are very welcome. The Chippenham and District ARC Mini Indoor Radio Rally takes place on the 20th of September in Neston Village Hall, Pool Green, Neston, Corsham, Wilts, SN139SN. Doors open 10 a.m, £2 to get in, with under 16s free. Sellers have access from 9 a.m. Parking on site is limited, but disabled spaces will be made available. The organisers have requested that you don't park in Pool Green Road, but instead park in Leaffield Way, which is a trading estate just 5 minutes' walk away. Advance notice now for the Belgium Amateur Radio and Computer Rally on the 27th of September, held at Louvexpo at La Louvière, which is 50 kilometres south of Brussels. Doors open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Talk-in available on local repeaters. Details www.on6ll.be. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or on the website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Special event news, the Enigma event takes place until the 25th of September to commemorate its importance in the history of communications and encryption. There's an award for this activity, and all the information on the schedule and those taking part can be found at www.enigma-reloaded.it. On the weekend of the 19th and 20th of September, the North Norfolk Amateur Radio Group will be using a 1940 call sign G6HL/P on 5.317 megs and 7.143 megahertz AM. There'll be some CW using various vintage radios on the seafront at Sheringham in Norfolk. Open to visitors from 10 a.m. until 4 both days. Pre-arranged contacts can be made with Bill G4NRE at gi4nre@aol.com. Riviera ARC will be commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Battle of Britain on the 15th of September. There they will be operating GB8BB from the site of a former RAF Holden near Teignmouth in Devon. Operation will be mostly 40 metres and 2 metres, although other bands may be in use depending on band conditions. A special event QSL will be available. As part of the International Air Ambulance Week, Essex Ham will be operating GB2EAA in support of the Essex Air Ambulance, located at Earl's Cone Airfield in sight of the active air ambulance. The team will be operating HF and VHF stations at various times during the week. See www.essexham.co.uk for exact activation times and dates. DX News Now, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, a group of UK operators will be activating New Ireland as E6GG from the 16th to the 29th of September. Don G3BJ, Chris G3SVL, Nigel G3TXF, and David G3WGN, Mike G3WPH, and Hillary G4JKS will be using four Elecraft stations with linear amplifiers on 160 to 10 metres 24/7 from a cliff edge location on the north of New, and that's NIUE. They will pay particular attention to the European openings and hope to work a lot of UK stations. You can find propagation suggestions, timing, and a lot of other information on the expedition on the website www.e6gg.com. Between the 21st of September and the 3rd of October, Doug DW6HB/E51DLD will be operating holiday style from Rarotonga, IOTA OC1013. He's also bringing a rotator and parts to repair the antenna of E50V. Hopefully Victor, E50V/E51CG, will be back on the air by the beginning of October, bringing the number of active residents up to four. Members of the Black Country DX and Contest Club will be on Fair Island until the 15th of September. They'll be using the call sign MS0OXE. The IOTA reference is EU012, QSL manager M0URX. Randy K5SL will be operating holiday style from the Bahamas until the 16th of September. Call sign C6ASL, and he'll concentrate on the Walks Band's QSL to home call. Sam F6AML is back on Mayotte Island in the Indian Ocean. He's reactivating his TX6A call sign, QSL home call. Ken LA7GIA will be operating from the Comoros from the 14th to the 23rd of September. He has been issued with the call sign D67GIA. He asks that any QSL requests are sent direct to his Norwegian address. His logs will be posted to Logbook of the World after the expedition. Second leg of the WAE DX contest takes place for 48 hours over this weekend, ending at 23:59 UTC today. Europe works non-Europe, using SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. The UK Microwave Group is holding two cumulative contests this month. The first is today, the 13th, on the 24 to 47 gigs. From 0900 to 1700 UTC, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC, using all modes of the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, on the 20th, the second 70 megs contest takes place from 0900 to 1200 UTC, using all modes of the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also on the 20th, the Bartag Sprint 75 contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using 75 board RITI on the 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is just the serial number. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYE, G4BAO and G3YLA. This week, the HF bands were once again plagued by the effects of the high-speed solar wind as a result of ongoing coronal holes on the sun. KP index hit 6 for more than 15 hours on Tuesday as incoming plasma caused a major geomagnetic storm. Listeners could be forgiven for thinking their receivers had broken, as the HF bands were virtually devoid of signals. Wednesday was also very bad. The effect could be seen on the Chiltern Ionosonde data, as the calculated maximum usable frequency on Tuesday fell to well below 14 megs. Recovery was slow, with only 20 metres showing activity later in the day. Autumn should herald the start of better HF conditions, but propagation is being dominated by coronal hole effects. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the range of 100 to 115 this week. K index could suffer again from the effects of high-speed solar wind resulting in depleted F layers, lower maximum usable frequencies, strong solar absorption and auroral effects. September is usually a good month for north-south paths, such as UK to South Africa and South America. In between geomagnetic events, we should also see the lower bands becoming more usable too. VHF and up, the slightly lifted tropo conditions of last week will have subsided by this weekend as low pressure moves in. with unsettled weather in most areas and quite windy conditions in the northwest at times. The only glimmer of hope seems to be that the models are indicating a return of high pressure near southeast Britain by the end of the week, so perhaps slightly improved conditions again for some areas by next weekend. The sporadic e-season is all but done, although a few openings can occur on 10 metres. So as in the high summer, use the location of jet streams to guide you for these possible openings to make use of the dying embers of the 2015 ease season. Last week, VHF auroral conditions may have subsided for now, but keep an eye on the space weather for more activity. There are no major meteor showers this week, so keep looking in the early mornings for the best random meteor scatter opportunities. For EME operators, the moon is close to the sun today, making for more noise on the VHF bands. This week, the declination goes negative with shortening moon windows along with high losses as we approach apogee, the point where the moon is furthest away from Earth on Monday. That's all from the propagation team for this week, and that's all from me with a cold. I apologise. Also, until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.